a good name. You want good name? Yes. And I will give you this. Bit. Tulsi bit.
I don't have.
Oh, you have. I will give you. You are here tomorrow in morning? No?
I don't know.
Why? Who knows?
Yes.
She's here?
Yes.
Tomorrow in morning, I will give. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
And my son is Asesha. He has been instructed by Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And 74.
Oh, very good. But he is not following totally. He should follow. No? You should follow. Try to.
He must follow.
Yeah. You remember the months?
Yes.
What month?
Namo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Govindam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva.
Oh, but Swamiji has not given you Om Bhagavate Vasudeva.
No, only Hare Krishna.
So I want that you should totally follow. Not be in same stage. You were baby and after that you became bigger. Now in this stage. So bhakti also begins from very beginning. But after that, by taking initiation, first initiation, second initiation, siksha, and after that, it becomes in nishtha. I want that you should all be in nishtha. Not deviating here, there. Fixed in one relation with Krishna. Only one. Can you say your wife that she is my sister?
I don't know what my wife is.
Have you wife? Where is she?
She's supposed to be here.
Can you tell him that you are my sister? Never.
I'm not supposed to know.
You cannot tell. Can you tell her your daughter? Oh, daughter, come. Never. There is only one relation. So with Krishna, we'll have to have only one relation. And then gradually nishtha will come and will gradually go up. So Prabhupada has not told you that our should know what is the aim and object of our bhakti. You are chanting name?
Yes.
Any fixed round?
Yes.
How much?
I chant minimum 8 rounds. If I can, I do.
But Swamiji, has he told you that don't cross 8 number?
He asked me to chant 16.
He has told that if you cannot chant 1 lakh, so begin from 4 or for 8, for 16, from. But you will have to go. What is the object, aim and object or of our initiation? You know? So we should know all these things. If there is no aim and object of the life, the life is like zero. No? You must have any object in this world. Similarly, you will have to have any object of the life, object of our sadhan and bhajan. If you are not knowing all these things and not going towards that, it means you have no faith in bhakti. So, what is the aim and object or of our all sadhana and bhajan? What?
Loving Krishna.
Loving Krishna. In very beginning or what? In supreme way.
I feel I'm going towards that.
But your feeling will not do. our feeling, which are somewhat realized, then it will be true. It may be you are thinking that you are going well, but the teacher, examiner will examine where you are going. So I think that you need some help to proceed further. All our bhakti is in a beginning stage. So we should try. As we want to be more and more and more rich in bhakti also, we should try to be more developed and developed. If anyone is chanting from beginning 8 and never crossed 8, it means bhakti is now stagnant. So we should try to develop all these things. Krishna Prem, it begins from Shraddha and ends in Mahabhava, in Braja. So we should try to do all this. Never try to be in only one stage.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, in 1989 was the last time when I was to India. Was at Purva Mela at Allahabad, 1989. In 9 years I'm not to go back to India in these 9 years. And still I chant Hare Krishna. Because I'm thinking if Krishna wants to bring me in India, okay, otherwise I stay in Italy. And I never forget Lord Krishna. I asked visa to India Embassy 3 times, always they refused. Because in 1989 I made a mistake to stay in India without visa, because it was Kumbh Mela. To don't lost that Kumbh Mela, I remain in India without visa. I tried to become to be a good devotee, but because I'm not allowed to go to India, it's difficult for me to follow the Lord Krishna. You know, I try to follow the Lord Krishna.
You should try again and again.